On This Day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Tuesday the 15th of December and having a birthday, Don Johnson, the American actor, is 71 today. Who can forget him in Miami Vice?
Yeah, played Sonny Crockett.
Basically made a white suit fashionable.
Yeah. Not so much the sockless shoes.
Yeah, that's just gross. Wear socks, people.
Although these days, it's back in fashion.
No, they wear those socks that basically look like you're not wearing socks.
Sockettes.
There's even, like, the shoeless sockettes. Like,
either way, it looks bloody stupid. That's what I reckon anyway. Australian TV newsreader George Danikian today is 69.
Aussie TV newsreader Tim Webster is 69.
Greg Matthews.
Yeah, yeah.
The former Australian cricketer, today 61.
Turning 41 today is Adam Brody, the US actor who played Seth Cohen in the TV series The OC, and he's now appearing in Startup.
Brooke Fraser, the New Zealand folk pop singer, is today 37.
Do you know that she's won Grammys?
Is she really?
She's won Grammys. She's amazing. Another New Zealand singer, Kimbra, today turns the big 3-0. Of course, had this hit with Gotye. Somebody that you used to know.
And now based in Melbourne. And finally, Alana Hine, the US singer and musician, today is 29.
It was on this day that Gone with the Wind, starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh, premiered in 1939.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Canada adopted the maple leaf as the national flag on this day in 1964.
In 1969, Plastic Ono Band. This was John and Yoko Ono's band. They played their first and only concert in London.
They only played one concert.
They did.
Trivial Pursuit, the board game, was created in 1979.
In 1981, Dreamworld the amusement park opened on the Gold Coast in Queensland, and lately it's been in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Cole Chisel broke up with a final concert at the Sydney Entertainment Centre on this day in 1983.
Back together now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
In 1993, Schindler's List, directed by Steven Spielberg, opened in cinemas, nominated for 12 Academy Awards, and it won 7, including Best Picture and Best Director.
I don't think this one got a Best Picture or Academy Award nominations. Spice World, the movie starring the Spice Girls, premiered in London in 1997.
It was nominated as Worst Film at the Golden Raspberry Awards.
Well earned. Remember when Ian Molly Meldrum fell off his ladder in Melbourne?
I do. That was so sad.
Yeah, that was on this day in 2011. He was in a coma for a while. Thankfully, he pulled through.
And that's on this day for the 15th of December.